Well, we got former police commissioner Bill Bratton on the line with us right now. Commissioner Bratton, this is Lydia Serrani. Thank you for joining us at Cats at Night. I'm sure you heard about the memo. You've read the memo from DA Alvin Bragg, basically decriminalizing even stuff as much as armed robbery, never mind fare evasion. And he only wants, even for serial killers and terrorists, to get 20 years maximum behind bars. Your reaction, Commissioner Bratton?
Well, I think like any person associated with law enforcement in that city, and I've been associated with it for over 30 years, I'm shocked. Shocked and appalled in many respects that it's a recipe for a disaster. He's well-intended in the sense of trying to find a way to address some of the issues of the past, but you don't address the issues of the past by effectively decriminalizing just about everything in New York City. So it doesn't bode well going forward. It does not bode well at all. It's going to be very interesting to see how he works with Mr. Adams, the newly elected mayor, who is committed to broken windows enforcement, who is committed to getting crime under control. I don't know how Mr. Adams is going to do that when DA is effectively handcuffing the police, the district attorney, and several of the other district attorneys in New York. Basically saying they don't have confidence in the police force, they don't trust them, and they're effectively removing so many tools out of the toolbox to try and keep New York safe, things that we know kept New York safe for the last 30 years. For example, fare evasion. Fare evasion was the first thing I went after in 1990 when I was head of the transit police, and it was that was the beginning of the turnaround of the crime epidemic in New York City. The district attorney, by indicating he will not enforce fare evasion arrests, basically you're going to see a lot of people not paying the fare because there's no penalty for it. And it's a recipe for disaster, a recipe for disaster. There's so much wrong right now with the criminal justice system in New York City, in New York State. Blame the legislature, blame the DAs. I don't know how Adams, the new mayor, is going to deal with all of the countervailing forces against what he's going to try to do. I just feel so badly for the citizens in New York because they're going into a period of time in which the police are going to be ineffective and the district attorneys are just going to make the situation even worse. And it's echoing what's going on around the country, Philadelphia, Boston, any place where you have these reform-minded DAs. Crime is up, and none of the solutions they're offering are showing any positive effect. I defy any of them to point to successes in reducing crime and disorder with their new policies. Not one of them can do that because every one of them is facing dramatic increases in crime. And we're about to experience that in Manhattan.
Let me say something, Commissioner Bratton. Is there a way the NYPD in like Manhattan, where the problem is with the DA, to teamwork with the feds, you know, whether it's ATF or whoever?
Well, that's one of the things they have been doing. When we were having issues with Brooklyn, we went to the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they gave us help with the firearm offenses. But all this issue about the concern about firearms, they were just celebrating yesterday that they took down 17 gangs or something in Brooklyn, were responsible for a great deal of the firearm violence. You now have the Manhattan District Attorney saying you can go into a Duane Reade with a gun, hold it up, and if you don't harm anybody, you might scare the hell out of them, and they're going to have nightmares for weeks and years after that. But if you don't shoot them, you don't beat them with the gun, when the police arrive, the police, all they can do is give them a desk appearance ticket.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Jeez.
There's also the issue that has not been talked enough about. That's about the idea of sealing records. There's 3.5 million sealed records in the city of New York for 3.5 million of its residents over the years. Police no longer can access those records. So an individual who is arrested for an offense, all they can look at is that individual's offense. And we know clearly that somebody commits shoplifting. Sometimes these guys are murderers. Sometimes they're rapists. Sometimes they're domestic violence abusers. Police will have no ability. And I'm not sure if the district attorneys will have an ability to look at a sealed record. Why do you want to erase that person's history in making a judgment? Should this person basically be let out of bail? Should this person receive a lesser sentence? They're etch-a-sketching the history of these people. Ironically, at the same time, they want to put out a police officer's whole disciplinary record if that officer is charged with an offense. So the idea is the criminals are getting their records sealed. Meanwhile, they're demanding that the records of police officers who engaged in disciplinary actions be made available to the public. Where is the equity? When you look at every city in America that had violent crime increases and disorder increases, San Francisco, for example, what is the one common denominator? Changes in state laws that basically decriminalizing so much of disorderly behavior, but district attorneys, almost all of whom are funded phenomenally by George Soros. George Soros basically, in his Open Society Foundation, have effectively destroyed the criminal justice system in America. It's amazing. Everywhere you look, the system has been corrupted, well-intended, but with should-have-been-expected consequences. It's, my most recent book, The Profession, I wrote 50-year history of where we were starting in 1970 and where we are now. And it's, we're back where we started. We are literally back where we started. We've forgotten 50 years of history, and we've forgotten the last 30 years of success.
Commissioner Bratton, what do you think is the motive here? I know you said possibly that it's well-intended by Alvin Bragg, but he got $1 million from Soros. We've seen it happen, and we did a WABC news investigation into all of those cities, the DAs that are backed by Soros, 15 cities we found where we saw the crime surge almost immediately. Is it well-intended, or is there something more nefarious going on? Because
if they try to explain it, but try explaining it, not on behalf of the defendant. Since when is the district attorney supposed to be representing the defendants? I thought that was the purpose of legal aid. His role is basically to defend the victims. Mm-hmm. And who is out there defending the victims now, with the exception of the cops, because many of our DAs are no longer doing it. So it'll be up to him to start explaining to his victims, that clerk in the bodega that's scared to death after they robbed a guy at gunpoint. The police show up and they give them effectively a parking ticket, a disappearance ticket, as we call it. They're going to have a lot of explaining to do in the years ahead as crime begins to grow significantly once again in the city.
Bill Bratton, we have another minute left. Anything else you want to tell New Yorkers?
Well, I'm reminded in some respects of Ed Koch's comment when he lost his election to Dave Jenkins, that when asked about it, he says, well, the people have spoken, now they must be punished. The reality is these DAs, these politicians, are elected by the voters of New York. And we can rail about it, but the way the system is set up, the primary vote basically allows these people to get in with very, very small percentages. The voters of New York are basically creating their own problems. And that's the reality of it.
They had five or six people running for DA. And when you have five or six people running for DA, if somebody drops $1 million on one of them, that's what makes a difference.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
What Soros is consciously dropping it into primaries because he has figured out that the left votes more significantly in primaries than the right. And that's where he's putting his money in. And so these people are getting elected with 8,000-10,000 plurality. And then you're stuck with them for 4 years or 8 years. So. No, Soros and his people have figured out how to basically gerrymander the system.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, thank you so much for everything you've done for New York and continue to do for New York. And God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you.
It's me with you. All the best. Bye-bye.